Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all of the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will be all yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. So one summer in college, I was looking for something to do. I wanted to engage the chemistry that I had been studying. I wanted to learn more about what it was like to work in a lab. And so I found myself traveling to Irvine, California, to work at UC Irvine in the lab of a chemist who had just begun his professorship there. It was fun. It was fun to live in Southern California for a summer, but it was also interesting to sort of take on this life that I was studying in college and to try it on for a size. While I was there, I learned many, many things, some interesting and useful, some not so interesting and not so useful. But one aphorism stuck in my head. It was the first month that I was there, and we were starting to set up some complicated experiments, and my boss wanted to see how other people had approached these things and whether anybody had ever tried this before. And so we walked over to the science library at UC Irvine, and he, as we walked in the door, said, "You know, this is really important because, you know, an hour in the library could save us a day in the lab." And I thought, well, I see what he's saying. You know, it's useful to know what other people have done in science. It's useful to kind of build what you're doing on the backs of other people, because then it becomes this collegial thing. You don't repeat work that someone else has done. So imagine my surprise when a few days later, someone else said, "Oh, you don't want to waste your time over there. If you just put your hands on the experiment, get it right in front of you, you'll get intimate with it. You'll understand it innately. An hour in the lab is worth way more than a day in the library." And I thought, wait, what? I mean, I get what you're saying, that if you're standing in front of it and watching it happen, you learn something so much differently than reading about it. But still, how can two things that sound so opposite be still true? It expresses this great dichotomy that is true in science, two equipoised sides. That you could be like Albert Einstein. You could sit back and think and doodle and calculate. You could imagine how things might work, Or you could be like Thomas Edison and try something, and if it doesn't work, try something different. 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 And eventually you'll discover something. And the truth of science is that the world lives in a balance between these two sides. Even the theorists have to do experiments, and even the experimentalists have to think and plan. But it's this easy, broad brush to paint people with. Are you someone who thinks about it, or are you someone who just goes out and does it? Are you a theorist, or are you an experimentalist? I was thinking of all this week, for no apparent reason. In parallel, I know, isn't it? But it connects. I was thinking of all this for what seemed like no good reason. I was thinking about all this in parallel, in fact, with the beginning of Lent, with Ash Wednesday. I was thinking, looking back on all my Lenten practices and trying to decide what to do this year for Lent. I was thinking about all the books that I've read over Lent, all the prayers that I've memorized to try and kind of deepen my life, all the physical things I've done, fasting on this or feasting on that, exercising, diets, and so on. And I was wondering about their ultimate goal, about where it's all supposed to lead, and I had this flash of insight, and I realized that really Lenten practices are nothing but experiments, that in fact, I am a great experimentalist, that all of these things are just things to try out to see if any of them might draw me closer to God. Martin Luther King or Gandhi, which one might draw me closer? Practicing Compline or practicing morning prayer, which one might draw me closer? No caffeine, no sugar, eating more of this or less of that? What might be that thing this year that might draw me into a deeper, closer relationship? Now, today's gospel is a wonderful gospel, and it has many things to tell us, but I wonder if we couldn't use that lens, if that doesn't help us understand it in a different light, in a different way. Jesus, you understand, is in the desert. It parallels the life of the Israelites, wandering for 40 days or 40 years, finding God in the midst of this wild land, looking for depth and change and transformation, looking for new life. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He's been baptized, and he goes off led by the Spirit. And at the end of 40 days of fasting, he runs into the devil. And they have this interaction, this exchange, that we often call the temptations or the trials. But when we call them the tests, I wonder if we might call them the experiments as well. And it's not to make light of the devil's propositions, but maybe it's to see Jesus and to wonder, was he testing these things to see what might make him come closer to God? What might draw him in and deepen his life? Would changing stones to bread, hungry as he was, bring him closer to God? Remember, with God on his side later, he feeds thousands of people, not just one. Would doing whatever it took to gain power over everything, to right all those wrongs, would that bring him closer to God? Remember, with God on his side, he would give up power to become truly powerful. Would testing God's promise of protection bring him closer to God? Remember, with God on his side, Jesus finds the ability to be vulnerable, to be wounded, ultimately to be killed, so that we might all live. In essence, the question is, would putting Jesus himself first improve his life the way that putting God first might? So I offer you this idea as we begin Lent. It's just something to think about. It's something to try. Now is the time to begin a grand experiment, to try something out. Maybe you've always wondered about helping other people, about doing service, and there are a dozen things to try out in this parish. There's Laundry Love or Neighbor to Neighbor, Family Promise or Habitat for Humanity. You will find something that you will connect with. Maybe it's diving into the texts, reading a gospel in one sitting, or finding a perfect book of sermons to meditate on through Lent, or even finding a book of a Christian poet. Any of these might be the thing that draws you closer in. Maybe it's prayer, trying Compline every night, or finding sacred space on the web. Maybe it's relationship building, talking to that one person you don't usually talk to at coffee hour. Whatever it is, now is the time to begin it. So take on something big as we begin Lent. Try it out. Test it to see if it brings you closer to God. Because as you try these things, as you test these things, you never know what you might find. You might find something that renews you, that changes your life, deepens it, and broadens it. You might find after 40 days that you'll be refreshed. You'll find your time in the desert is done, maybe, and that angels are swooping down to minister to you as Easter approaches. So, try something this Lent. Amen.